This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Today, February 20th, is World Social Justice Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to assess the state of social justice in the world and point to how we can improve the living conditions of the world's 7 billion people. Social justice is the ability of individuals within a society to develop their potential unencumbered by inequality, unemployment, lack of health care, poor access to education, and other inhibiting factors. This translates into a need for progressive taxation, decent public services, regulation of markets, fair distribution of wealth, equal opportunity, and labor rights, including the right to join a union. One of the United Nations agencies most concerned with social justice is the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the UN body which studies work in the world and establishes international labour standards. It is strongly supported by the international labour movement. Guy Ryder is the Director General of the ILO. He is the first unionist to hold the position in the organization's 95-year history.
Today, an entire generation of young people faces the prospect of a more uncertain, less prosperous future than did their parents. Many are already in desperate situations, hardly able to fall any further. Even before the global financial crisis erupted in 2008, half of the world was living below the $2 a day poverty line. Millions went hungry, and too many had no prospect of securing a decent job. 6 years of weak economic recovery and a faltering policy response have left millions more behind, without jobs and with less affordable food and services. As a result, we are faced with a deep social crisis, a crisis too of social justice. Disturbing and rising levels of inequality in advanced and developing economies are widely acknowledged as causes for great concern. Today, the wealth of the top 1% of the global population equals that of the poorest 3.5 billion people. Social protection measures are essential elements of the policy response. Countries with strong social security systems have reduced their poverty rates by more than half through social transfers and have significantly reduced inequality. Social protection is both a human right and sound economic policy. There are options, and the choice can be made to prioritise macroeconomic and fiscal policy decisions that promote inclusive growth with decent employment and social protection. This is a strong and sustainable foundation of social justice.
One of the factors which encourages social justice in the world is education. Sadly, though, millions of children are out of school and thereby guaranteed a life where they cannot reach their human potential. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports about the state of education in one of the world's poorest areas, South Asia.
The Global Union Federation for Teachers and Other Educators has called for more action after a report by UNICEF about school children in South Asia. The report by the UN agency shows that in just four countries there are 27 million children under the age of 13 out of school. The countries included in the survey are Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. The General Secretary for Education International, EI, is Fred van Leeuwen. He said out-of-school children have little opportunity to learn and develop, which has an unfortunate impact on the rest of their lives. The children most at risk of being out of school are those in rural areas, particularly girls, ethnic minorities, children with disabilities, and child laborers. Improving access to education for children is one of the goals of EI's Global Campaign for Quality Education. The campaign is based on three principles: quality teachers, quality tools, and quality environments. The campaign will culminate in a worldwide day of action in October of this year. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.